morning and welcome to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here. Kind of following along closely to see what the air quality index is. Right now in Regina, it's showing as a 6, a mixture of some rain actually through the area there as well. We know the Rider game set to go for 7 o'clock tonight. CFL rules say if air quality hits 8 or above, the game is going to be stopped. At this point, there's no indication that that's a thing. So it's sitting at a 6, but our newsroom will continue to follow this. And of course, the Green Zone will keep you updated throughout the afternoon as well. Well, mental health is something, if you listen to this show, this program, you know that we talk about this a fair bit from a variety of different angles because it affects so many people. And I think that while we're seeing more support and community groups coming forward, there's always gaps in service delivery, and people are always looking to find ways in which they can get help, or maybe a loved one can get help. This is where a newly established Saskatchewan-based nonprofit comes in. Steve's Healing Journeys opened its doors as a safe space for people and their families as they move through the challenges related through mental health, trauma, and recovery. Joining us to chat a little bit more about this is Shannon Steve. She's the executive director and founder of Steve's Healing Journeys. She joins us by phone. Shannon, thanks so much for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about this. First of all, how is this something that you've decided that you want to follow in terms of an important next step in your life? You are the founder of Steve's Healing Journey. Can you tell us why this is important to you?
It's just so important to me because I've had my own struggles with my mental health, and I had a major loss when I was young. My dad had passed away, and just my own struggles, and I have a lot of resources and tools, and I had a lot of support. And in the last 5 years, I've worked a lot with different cultures and just seeing the need for in those cultures to having those positive supports. And offering it for free and having it as a resource because there's so many other communities that don't have the positive impacts and just the keys to helping people get through their lowest struggles.
Mm-hmm. That when you talk about it from a personal experience perspective, often it is the support that helps you get through a tough time, a tough situation, a tough period in your life. Is a good indication of what will work with other people. Can you talk about the overall mission with Steve's Healing Journey?
Yeah, our mission, I could read the whole little spurb I have, but from my heart, it's to really connect people and them not to feel alone. When people feel loved, seen, and heard, that's when they can move to the next step, mm-hmm. right? So when we're feeling isolated, when we're feeling like we don't have that community, I know for myself, I've even felt that. I actually just came from a counseling appointment. And when loneliness takes over, it messes with your mind when you struggle with mental health, and you could have people around you, but you could still feel alone. So making sure that people do feel in community. And my big thing is to connect people that have been through the same thing.
Right.
So I like lead a women's group, and we've all had major losses in our life. I also help facilitate a cultural group, and we bring in different elders, Indigenous leaders, to help facilitate these groups and to get these kids connected to their culture and to their grassroots of where they came from. I just see the need. There's lots of great nonprofits out there in Saskatchewan too. I'm part of a community that we all meet, but there's always the need for more mm-hmm. in our city and our community. So
Shannon Steves is my guest, the founder and executive director of Steve's Healing Journeys. So who are your clients? Is it a certain demographic, a certain age group?
Well, so far, cause we're very new. So we started September, and we just got our first grant this past month, and we're working with YWCA. And so right now we have a youth mentorship group on Monday nights, our cultural workshop. And in the future, we want to work a lot with youth and a lot with parents and families of just supporting them on their journey and mm-hmm. finding the right resources. If it's transportation, if it's creating that community, if it's getting them some counseling, meeting with elders. So just filling that space with whatever is needed.
Can you talk about why you see it important and vital to work with youth? That seems like a pretty important age to be able to step in and help people. What type of a difference can that make in their lives?
Well, I think youth are looking for that, right? When they're feeling isolated and not connected, that's when you go towards the gangs and the drinking and the drugs, right? So getting them connected into things that fuel the challenges that they're going through in a good way and mm-hmm. processing their feelings, right? So I know even for my boys, so I have my own two boys and then I have a foster boy, that getting them connected in sports and activities, connected with their community, and that helps with not getting into the bad areas.
Shannon Steves, sorry, I was just going to say Shannon Steves is my guest from Steves Healing Journeys. So let's talk about, you've got a few different events coming up, and one of them is actually tomorrow, a family fun day. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so it's going to be at the West Hill Park Baptist Church at 8025 Sherwood Drive, and it's going to be from 10 to 4, and we just opened it up, so other nonprofits are coming, other vendors are coming. We're going to have a bouncy castle. We're going to have race cars, stock cars there. We're going to have St. John Ambulance. The Regina Police are going to stop by. We're going to have a big barbecue. And it's just for getting our name out, but then other great nonprofits in our community. There's a kiddo that makes different things, and he sells them, and then he buys food for people in need. So there's lots of different vendors that just have a heart for others that are coming to it.
Some great stories. By the way, the website is steveshealingjourneys.com, and Steves is spelled S-T-E-E-V-E-S, steveshealingjourneys.com. And I give the website because we've only got about a minute and a half left, but you've got a couple of events coming up in the fall as well in terms of fundraisers. Can you touch on those, Shannon?
Yeah, so there's a golf tournament with Velocity putting it on for us. And it was her idea, and I met her at a retreat, at a women's retreat, and their company wants to celebrate their 10-year, so they're putting on this golf tournament on September 12th. You can contact me on my website for that. And then we also have a gala on September 27th, where it's called Stepping Into Your Story. So we're going to have different people with different stories, sharing their journeys, sharing their how they healed, their story of hope, how they came out of some of the challenges that they've dealt with addiction, loss, grief, trauma, and just bringing connection and community to these mm-hmm. events.
It's a great service, and like you said, there's always room for more when it comes to trying to help people through trauma, through mental health challenges. So, Shannon, this has been a great chat. Thanks for what you and the team at Steve's Healing Journeys are doing. And again, the website, steveshealingjourneys.com. Thanks so much for the time today, Shannon.
Thank you, Evan.
Best of luck with the events. Of course, they've got their family fun day tomorrow. If you want to learn more about the golf tournament, the gala, which are coming up this fall, their website, steveshealingjourneys.com, is the place to go. Okay, coming up this weekend, we've mentioned this a few times, it's free fishing weekend, which means there will be a number of people who, this is the opportunity to take the kids out, for example. You don't want to buy them a fishing license, or maybe you don't have a fishing license, but you want to be able to take the kids out and give them a chance to go fishing. This is a time when you can do it for absolutely free in the province. Now, there are still some restrictions that come with this in terms of the amount of fish you're able to catch and keep. That's where my next guest will come in. We're going to take a break and then come back with our friend Jason Matady, who is a Saskatchewan fishing expert. I like to call him an ambassador of fishing. He is absolutely all about fishing, and we're always glad to have him here. He stops by for a chat just after 11:30 right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.